Father, thank you for everything that we can offer to you, our worship, our lives, the resources that you've first given to us. May every part of every day be for your glory. Amen. Amen. I've got a question. Here's my question. How do you recognize somebody? Human beings are really good at recognizing people. And even when a person grows a beard or changes their hair or wears different clothes, we can still, at a glance, recognize that it's our mum. What they look like is a big part of it, but there's more. We recognize people by their voice, by the way that they move, by the way that they behave. I went to a wedding just a little while ago, just a week or so back. Weddings are such fun. Here, going back in time, is my brother-in-law's wedding and my two girls and their little cousin all dressed up for the occasion. Here's a picture of them. I hope. Here we are. Isn't that a brilliant picture? That's Steph in the middle and Liz at the edge, and that's Julian excavating. That's not the wedding I went to a week or so back. Back to that. I bumped into this chap. Next picture. He's related to this guy. Next picture. On the extreme right, who is my dad. That's my graduation picture. Way back in 1985. Angela's dad on the other side. And the person in the middle with the hair. That's me. Yes, it is, really. Anyway, here's my dad in a bit more close-up. All the family seem to maintain that there is a growing likeness. Let's have a look at all three together, shall we? Next picture. Oh, no, that's me. Yeah. Next one. It's my brother, Frank, and my dad, and me. The family seem to maintain that we're getting to look more and more like each other as the years go by. I don't know that. I can't personally see any resemblance at all. But family resemblance can be quite a powerful thing. At Alpha last week, we talked about Jesus. We looked at the things that Jesus taught when Jesus started to compare himself with the Father. Here are some of the things that Jesus said about himself. Here's the first one. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father, he said. Here's another one. I and the Father are one. And just one more. No one comes to the Father except through me. We said at Alpha, either Jesus is telling us something true and amazing, or he's delusional. This isn't just Jesus being a great teacher. He's saying things that are outrageous. But if Jesus is telling the truth, then he ought to share the character of the Father. Just like my brother and I are growing to be more and more like our dad, so Jesus ought to demonstrate the characteristics of the Father. Do you remember what those characteristics are? We talked about it last week. Here's the verse that we focused on last week. God said to Moses, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. Those were the characteristics of God. Slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin, but not leaving the guilty unpunished. If Jesus really is the Son of God, if he's really here to show us what God's like, and if he's not deluding himself, then all of the things that we said about the character of the Father ought to be found in Jesus. He ought to be someone who is compassionate, caring for those who are suffering. We'd expect Jesus to help those who are sick or hungry or afraid. And he healed the sick and fed the hungry and gave hope to the frightened. If Jesus is going to demonstrate the character of God the Father, he ought to be merciful, living out the grace and the forgiveness of God. Do we see that? We do. Jesus came, forgave those who had sinned, accepted the messed up people around him, and took time to mix with those whose lives were in a mess. If Jesus is demonstrating the character of the Father, then he ought to be just. And Jesus told those who presumed on God that they were in danger of condemnation. He spoke hard words to the self-righteous, and he threw the exploiters out of the temple. He grew angry when he saw injustice. We said last week that this is what God was like, and if it's what God was like, then it ought to be what we see in Jesus, and it is. We said that the Father was the God who spoke, and Jesus came to tell us and to show us what the Father is like. Everything that we declared that the Father was, Jesus showed that he was too. He demonstrated that, as the Bible puts it elsewhere, he was the image of the invisible God. God revealed in a person. We might say, as he was here among us, he looked just like his dad. And that means that we can say with real confidence that he wasn't deluded. He was and is just exactly who he claims to be. God made flesh, the living word of God. God revealed to us. How do you recognize people? Not just by what they look like, but by their character as well, the way that they behave. How can we recognize, how can we be sure that Jesus is truly the Son of God? Well, we can because he shares the character of his Father. And so when he says those outrageous things, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father, then we recognize the Father's character in the Son. Jesus Christ truly is God made visible for us. Let's take a moment to pray. Father God, we don't want to settle for a Jesus who is just made to be convenient for us. We don't want to pick our own Jesus who doesn't make us feel uncomfortable, who doesn't expect too much of us. We want to meet with the real Jesus, who is the image of his Father. And day by day, we long to become more like him, that our character might also reflect your grace and your mercy and your love. That we too might speak out against injustice and speak to others of the character of the Father. So help us, Lord, to meet with the real Jesus and to recognize him when we see him. For it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Shall we join our prayers together in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray as we pray? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And in just a moment's silence, before we sing our last song, let's take time to remember our world. For those who in this last week have been affected by natural disasters, earthquakes and mudslides across the world. For those whose lives are spoiled by war and conflict and fear. For those who are held captive. For those who are persecuted for their faith. Those who are hungry or sick. Take a few moments to remember those known to us who are unwell just now. And pray particularly for those who are in hospital. Father, thank you. You have made us family in Christ. We pray for those who are hurting in our world. Reach out and bless them, we pray, that they might know your unfailing love. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before the throne of God above, let's stand to sing.